My sister is one of the people panicked by this nonsense. She told me she hasn't left her house in 2 weeks, and she's going stir crazy because she's under quarantine. And I said, Marlon, you're not under quarantine. See, now, there's a difference here, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get some terms correct here in the new post-apocalypse, post-police state, America. A quarantine is what you do to an infected individual. You quarantine someone who is infected with a contagious disease of some sort. You quarantine them away from the healthy population. That's a quarantine. What we are experiencing is house arrest. There's a difference. We are all under government-mandated and government-ordered house arrest. And I won't tolerate it. I don't care if they throw me in jail. I don't care if I'm fined. I don't care if I'm sent to the federal prison or the state prison. Do what you gotta do, brah. Stand up against this tyranny. My sister is telling me, Mike, I can't leave my house. I want to see my babies, my daughters. I said, Marlon, go get in a car when you hang up with me and go see them. Tell them to come over. She goes, we're not allowed to drive around here in South Carolina. Only essential personnel. I said, seeing your children on Easter Sunday is essential. She said, but I don't want to get the coronavirus. I said, Marlon, this is not an episode of The Walking Dead. This thing does not crawl inside of you and turn you into a brain-eating zombie. She goes, but people say it's so terrible. It's so awful. I said, Marlon, if you get the flu, it's terrible and awful. No one likes being bedridden with a 102-degree temperature for 3 days. We've all had it, haven't we? Did we shut the United States down? Did we even shut our own households down? Or do we kind of sequester ourselves in our bedrooms? Tell our children, no, I don't want to hug you or kiss you today. I'm sick. That's how sane, free people deal with this. I don't want to hug you or kiss you today. I'm sick. I might be contagious. What we are experiencing and going through right now, ladies and gentlemen, is the beginnings of a police state. By the way, where's the government going to get the money to pay back all of what it has borrowed against my future earnings and your future earnings? Has anyone thought about this? Where are they going to get the money to pay it back? Could they maybe put an end to say, well, you know, we basically have bailed all of you out. So why do you need 401k? Why do you need retirement plans? Why do you need pensions? You're all on the government dole anyway. Let's use that money to pay ourselves back from what we bailed you out with. And people go like, better charge plays. They would never do that to us. Oh, really? And your local police officer would never show up in the parking lot of a Mississippi Baptist church and put $200 fines on the windshield of every car and then forcibly remove people from the parking lot? They would never do that either, would they? Did you know that the governor of Kansas forbade the same services and then a group, give them credit, Republican lawmakers, the only ones in the entire United States with a set of testicles, sued the governor and said, no, you can't do this. Do you know that a federal judge or a state judge in Kansas sided with the governor and said the governor had the right to suspend religious services, the free practice of religion in public, because their executive power extended to protecting the health of all citizens, whether or not they wanted to be protected or not. Folks, we are at an end of an era. It's over. They will never get these powers back. And now that you idiots out there, you bedwetting losers out there, have allowed this to happen without raising your voices, without writing your governor, without writing your state representative, without writing your sheriff, they don't think anyone opposes it. It's the new normal. Can we abandon the complete use of the term, quote, new normal, close quote? I, Citizen Church, refuse to live in the new normal here in Louisiana. What say ye in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, etc., etc.? Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel on Monday, April the 13th, 2020. Show is dedicated today to our friend, colleague, brother, Craig Silverman, who is a Founders Pass charter member going all the way back to 2013, who died on Friday. What say ye? Folks, this isn't a game anymore. Maggie O'Connell has some audio that we're going to play for you. Steve Cunningham sent this to me, or he put it on the posted it on the Crusader Room Facebook page. And the people that wrote the story say, this is a show of solidarity. And I went, no, this is human beings reduced to base animal behavior. That's all we have left now. As citizens of Denver, Colorado, leave their homes or open their windows at 8 p.m. and howl at the moon together. That's what a freaking dog does. That's what a wolf does. Human beings do not howl at moons in solidarity. The citizens of Denver, Colorado, or whatever city is in that video, we'll play you the audio, have been reduced now to caged animals. They're under house arrest, and they're in their cages. Oh, but Big Brother will allow them to open the windows at 8 p.m. and howl together. Gee, what a great show of solidarity. No, that is a show of surrender. That's what a defeated people do, is howl at the moon like dogs and coyotes in unison. My call-in line telephone number, I want to hear from you today. 844-527-8723, call-in line telephone number. Chat room is open at crusadechannel.com/chat. Charles Hamilton was administering drive-in service as a pastor at the King James Bible Baptist Church in Greenville on Thursday night before a squad of police cars circled the church and threatened to fine anyone who refused to leave after local officials banned public congregations in an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus. By the by, I am no longer talking medical statistics or epidemiology any longer because it doesn't matter. People that have given in to this are impervious to facts. They're impervious to data.